Tony Parrott is executive director of Hamilton County's Metropolitan Sewer District. He says water and wastewater utilities around the country are changing to adapt to increasing regulatory pressures and requirements, skyrocketing capital expenses, and reductions in water use.
As we transform ourselves and our operations, we're doing it with one another and trying to do things that are going to be revitalizing to our community. Here in Cincinnati, over the last 6 years, we have seen about a 16% decline in usage per account, and that equates to about a loss of revenue of about $14.5 million. To better position ourselves in Cincinnati, the things that we are continuing to do is to look at how we can be more effective, and that's why we've kicked off this year the shared services initiative between the Metropolitan Sewer District and Greater Cincinnati Water Works so that we can save over the next 10 years a range of $68 to $105 million to our ratepayers.
Parrott says in the Cincinnati area, MSD is implementing a federal EPA-approved plan for the Lower Mill Creek area. He says this project in South Fairmount will save ratepayers $200 million of the original cost for remediation of the combined system in which wastewater and stormwater runoff have been channeled through the same pipes. Mary Lynn Loader is deputy director of MSD. She explains how the plan will work.
We're actually looking at where we can capture stormwater and natural drainage and keep it out of the combined sewer by installing 75,000 linear feet or more of separate stormwater, as well as using detention basins, green infrastructure, and essentially connecting all of these pieces together to keep the flow out of the combined sewer and then have it flow into the Mill Creek. Above ground at the surface, you're going to see what looks to be like a stream, but it's actually going to be a bioengineered system. So this is something we're engineering. It's not a natural stream. And now underneath the ground, we're also going to have a box conduit so that when we have high flows from, you know, significant rain events, that flow will stay out of our combined sewer. It will also be directed into locations such as wetlands or detention basins or ponds.
Loader says a maintenance path that will be built in the new watershed could also be used as a bike path. MSD says it's also innovating in other spheres that are helping water utilities in other cities. Karen Palanch is CEO of Alexandria Renew Enterprises, the wastewater treatment utility for the Alexandria, Virginia area. She says MSD in Cincinnati helped her utility when it suddenly was faced with doing its own customer billing.
Working together, we transferred data, we designed our bills, we educated our public in Alexandria of the changes, and together we discovered the science and art of bill processing. And so on October 12th of 2012, we started sending out our own bills with Cincinnati's help. And the rest is history. The magic is that together we've made Alexandria Renew healthier and Greater Cincinnati better, and both of our communities stronger for the effort.
NACWA, the National Association of Clean Water Agencies, has been holding its summer conference and 43rd annual meeting in Cincinnati this week. I'm Steve Hirschberg.